Back now to our top story. Tens of thousands of people have been forced to evacuate their homes, and at least 35 have died as wildfires tear across the West. Many of the firefighters trying to put out the flames are volunteers. Jeff Bellier is a fire chief in California's Napa County.
We need more resources because the fires are bigger, and we have to be able to draw on all the varying levels of the fire service to help put these fires out as quickly as possible.
More than two-thirds of the country's firefighters are volunteers who hold down day jobs when the fires aren't raging. Leslie McClurg from member station KQED has the story of two of them.
An hour and a half northeast of San Francisco, multiple work crews sever blackened tree limbs at Spanish Flat Mobile Home Villa. Brandon North steps onto a concrete slab that was his home.
Somewhere over here in this concrete pad, there's footprints from my baby brother.
He picks up a warped piece of metal. A cloud of ash settles into the imprints of two tiny feet. About a stone's throw away, Becca Brown Diener steps over a twisted birdcage on her family's property.
This was my the spare bedroom, but this was my twin brother's room, but now that's all gone.
She tries to wave away tears. Brandon hugs her. They've been dating since high school.
We would always go over to his house, play board games, and our families are really close, so we did a lot of movie nights, dinner parties, camping trips.
Now Becca is 23 and Brandon is 25. The young couple live together about 10 minutes up the road. They're campground hosts on Lake Berryessa, and they're trained as firefighters. As a volunteer, Brandon doesn't have to respond to every emergency page he receives, but he always does.
I feel obligated. If you're able to go, you should go, whether it's small or big, to whoever called that's the worst day of their life.
Last month, Brandon and Becca were asleep in their small white trailer when a lightning storm exploded in the sky.
I'm terrified of lightning, so I was just kind of videotaping it, and I woke him up, and I was just recording it.
The radio started going crazy. We did have a couple small fires start.
Becca and Brandon headed to the fire station. It was the first time Becca answered a call that wasn't a medical emergency. By the afternoon, the small fires had turned into infernos.
Seeing fire for the first time like that, I was terrified.
Walls of flame, 100 feet high, swept over ridges. Becca jumped on an engine and Brandon headed to the front line. The next day, flames swept down the grassy hill toward Lake Berryessa. Brandon and Becca spent all day and all night cutting back brush and tree limbs and saved the campground. At dawn, they celebrated.
So I was excited because I like fighting fire. But then when it started to get into housing areas and stuff, the excitement went away and more of anger started to set in, I guess.
The next night, he fought the fire at the mobile home park where he and Becca grew up and where their families still live.
It was hard seeing this place burning down and just trying to do my job at the same time. When I came here, everything was fully engulfed.
As white, hot fire incinerated trailers, Brandon helped the few remaining residents to flee. They were people he'd known his whole life. After everyone escaped, he climbed into his truck and called Becca to tell her their family's homes were gone.
My heart broke. I just felt devastated and hopeless. I didn't know what really to do.
And then when I came home, it was kind of safe where our trailer is. Came in, she was sitting there crying, and I was holding her hand and kind of already on a knee, so I was like, well, it's in my pocket.
He's talking about the ring. He grabbed it to make sure it didn't burn.
She's a mess. Might make her feel better.
Like, finally, he asked me to marry him.
He wasn't planning on popping the question, nor did they have time to digest the big news. They continued to fight the fire for two more weeks. Brandon says he slept about 8 hours in the first 7 days. Now, they're helping their families resettle outside of California. Becca would love to go, too. But Brandon shakes his head. Not only is this home, but as a firefighter,
I guess a callous way of saying it, this is where the action is, so it's where I want to be.
They hope to celebrate their engagement before the next wildfire strikes California's wine country. For Here and Now, I'm Leslie McClurg.
Well, as we close out this hour, a note to the listeners who may be tuning in for the first time. Many people are listening to live radio more right now because of the news or because the pandemic has changed your listening habits. And if you are tuning in to Here and Now for the first time, we're glad to have you.
Yes, absolutely. Welcome. We're here every day bringing you the latest news with the resources of NPR, the BBC, and reporters in public radio stations from communities throughout the country. We're a team of thousands of journalists working to keep you informed, and we're supported in part by listener donations. So thank you.